Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you today? This is Rashid Salam, hosting a show of The Science of Health and You. We want you to relax. We have a great show for you tonight. Our goal in our learning lab, what I like to refer to as a classroom, is to unravel the mysteries of the vehicle we call the human body and all its cellular dispositions. We seek to provide a fresh prescription for change in how we manage our bodies. We have to break the chain.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Rashid Salam, you cannot be heard. You're on mute, brother. We need you to come on. Yes, assalamu alaikum. Rashid Salam, can you hear me? I want to say to our radio listening audience, this is Voice of Mark Shaheed. Our host, Rashid Salam, must be having some technical difficulties. We do ask that you be patient. This is Tuesday night. So you are listening to The Science of Your Health and You, The Science of Your Health and You, that's hosted by Rashid Salam and Imam Dr. Abdul Shaheed. They will be with you very shortly. Trying to iron out this technical difficulties. So, Rashid Salam, can you hear my voice? I take it that he's not hearing my voice. So just be patient, radio listening audience. Inshallah, God willing, we'll get this ironed out in a few minutes. So stick and stay. Please don't stray away. We'll be right back with you.
Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Rashid Salam, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I sure do. Okay.
Okay, so you were mute for a while. I was trying to get in touch with you so that you would know the radio listening audience cannot hear you. You are live now.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mark.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Yeah, I had a few difficulties here with my phone.
Yes, I let them know that you had technical difficulties. So you can go ahead and proceed with your show. So we just apologize for technical difficulties. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Good evening and welcome to The Science of Healthy You. This is Rashid Salam, your host for this evening, along with Instructor Abdul Shaheed. We hope that you had a pleasant day. And we are going to provide you with a great opportunity to learn things that you never learned before. Our goal is in our learning lab is to provide an opportunity for you to unravel the mystery of this vehicle that we call the human body and also how it works cellularly. We seek to provide a fresh prescription for change in your life and hope to show you how to manage your life in your body in a different way. We're trying to break the chain of not knowing, which has plagued our community with bad health and physical health for years. So the goal today is to eliminate that mass formation of psychosis we refer to as brainwashing. Bring it to an end in this learning lab that you may be to get a better understanding of yourself and how your body works. If we all can come to this one conclusion tonight and any other time that we're on the line, that none of us are well. This is a great learning experience for us to be able to bridge the gap of what we know and what we don't know. We want to think in terms of how our body works, and our body works just like an automobile. You know, we must provide annual maintenance on it on an ongoing basis. We have to change the oils, water, the fuel, and, you know, you can't go very many miles if your car is not functioning right. If it doesn't get tuned up, then you know why the aches and pains of life and the putting of a car going down the street has the same similarity as we have as our human bodies. Our cars and our bodies have timers. They also have gadgets and organs and tissues that we don't really understand how they work. So this maintenance is absolutely essential in the upkeep of our bodies. Now you know why you feel the pain. Now you know why the joints hurt. Because we haven't provided the tools, the resources, the maintenance that's required for to have a full optimal health. So we're going to go for a journey today before we get started. We have a great program for you this evening. So I'm going to take you on a little journey in history so we can bring ourselves up to date and provide us with the tools and resources that we're going to need to understand what's going to be said tonight. You're in a classroom. We have an instructor. And we're going to provide you with information that you probably never heard before. So just feel like you're sitting back in a kindergarten class and learning all over again. Education is the most important thing that we can do for our bodies. And we know that this education in this country is designed to indoctrinate us. In indoctrination, they only teach you how to memorize things, but they never teach you how to solve problems. So the education is not designed for us to be intelligent. It's not designed for us to figure out things on our own, so we suffer the consequences of not knowing. That's that mass psychosis I was talking about earlier. So historically, I just want to share with you just a couple things, bring you to the point where the conversations you're going to have tonight, you want to have this historical foundation that will give you an opportunity to be able to get the best out of what is being said. I'm going to take you back to 1835. In Congress, we're talking about us now, how the senator named Henry Berry told Congress on how to keep the slaves in a state of mind. He said, we have almost eliminated any possibility that knowledge can enter the slave's mind. If we can extinguish this one particular light, we will be safe, and they will be like beasts of the field. What were they talking about? What were they doing? So as we go to the next stage in 1930, we had Dr. George Washington Carver, who went to Congress and told them at that particular time that if you don't quit putting poison in the soil and do crop rotation and quit putting all the things in there trying to grow plants, you will be suffering from diseases that you never heard of before within 50 years. And that was a powerful statement to me. What he was talking about was the soil, and food comes from the soil. So if you have impurities in the soil, then the products, the goods, the services that come from the soil is contaminated. And what does that do to our human body? Just like putting fuel in our body, I'll put fuel in a car. Then 1935 came around. And the Senate, now I'm talking about the government here in this country, Senate Document 264 under the 79th Congress came up with a document called the Modern Miracle Man, where they talked about the soil is depleted of all its natural minerals to grow food that would pick, that could be healthy for the human body. Now, you begin to understand where I'm coming from. Intake, fuel, those two things that it needs to make that engine run, you have been deprived of those particular opportunities by the historical aspect of trying to destroy the human body. If you, whoever owns the land owns the man, and I mean that in this way. If you own the soil and the land and you don't treat the soil and the land properly, then you have an opportunity to have a brain dysfunctional. And based on the fact that food is one of the key elements for us to function with, we find ourselves in the age now of GMO seeds. Our bodies can't even process a GMO seed. And all the food that's being produced today, all the things that we call ourselves eating today, do not have the proper nutrients in it to do any of the things that we need to do. So understanding the human body is something that's very key for us to be able to grow and develop as human beings in this country. We got to get away from Dr. Frankenstein, guys. We can't keep listening to people who have already shown you from 1835 up to this day that they do not care about the human mind. You only care about the human mind when you can provide them with the fuel that's necessary for your mind to function properly. So tonight, we have a modern miracle man in our presence today. Someone who's a student of a technology and information education that we never heard before. So I want you to keep an open mind. I want you to let nothing interfere with your ability to reason and perceive on this vehicle that we walk around with every single day, 24/7, and we don't know how it works. The interworking of our automobile is the key to our ability to function and produce good mental thinking, good information, good decision making. We must have an opportunity to understand what is it that we need to do to allow us to function in the manner which we need to function. So with that, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, are you on the phone, sir?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Wa alaikum assalam, my good brother. We look forward to hearing some phenomenal things tonight, and I think we have some information we want to share with the community that they really need to know about before we get into our subject matter of neurons and enzymes and how to keep yourself alive. So with that, I turn the show over to Instructor Abdul Shaheed.
Assalamu alaikum to all our listening audience, and peace be unto you. For our non-Muslim listeners, we'd like to give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here, for you, and for allowing you to also be here with us. We like to say about health, and we want to always remind our listeners that health comes from our cells. Our body composed of 75 to 100 trillion cells. Though you cannot see them, you can see me. It is their responsibility to keep us healthy. If we don't take care of them, they won't take care of us. If they are weak and decrepit and sick, we will be weak, decrepit, and sick. There's a relationship. We have to understand what our cells need and give that to them. And they will cure our disease, restore our health. Health is all about taking care of the needs of the cell. That's what we want you to remember, starting out right now. Starting out. We've said this many times, and to some of you, this will be a repeat. Health starts with the cells. Our body composes 75 to 100 trillion cells. In each one of those cells, there's a nucleus, except the red blood cells. Inside the nucleus, we find these constituents: the genes, the DNA, and the RNAs. And these are the mechanisms that are used to cure diseases, and we need to know how they work. They're not complicated. So we want to start out speaking about the human being. We already know we're made up of cells. We already know that we're made up of cells. 75 to 100 trillion of them. So now, what is a human being? A human being is a priceless matrix preserved by salt, acids, fueled by different energy, and managed by hormones, enzymes, neurotransmitters, and neurons. These are the things that we'll be talking about tonight. What controls our body? What are neurons? What are neurotransmitters? What are enzymes? What are hormones? These are the ingredients that control and manage our body. And if our cells are not able to produce them, we will start activating symptoms. If we don't do anything about it, then we'll be activating diseases. This is how it works. So I said our body is made up of matrix, priceless matrix. No amount of money can pay for a human being. A human being is the creation of the Almighty, the resource creator that created everything, including the atom. Created everything, including the atoms. So how can anyone purchase or own a human being? And unfortunately, people have tried. People sold our people into slavery hundreds of years ago. And slavery is still going on earth. But how can someone pay for a person, a priceless matrix? The matrix By the nature of the matrix, let us know that a matrix is dynamic. Dynamic. That word dynamic. A human being is a biological, dynamic organism, always changing, never the same. Underneath our skin, things are always changing. They are moving. There's motion there. Nothing is standing still. The universe is the same way. Nothing is standing still. So we have laws that govern the creation, laws that govern the universe. They are universal laws. And if we break these laws, whether we know about them or not, there's a price to pay. There are also laws of physics. Laws of physics that govern the physical world. And when we break these laws, also, there's a price to pay. There are also rules to health. And we're sharing these rules all the time. And when we violate these rules, our body will also give us a symptom or a sign, letting us know that we are veering off the paradigm of normalcy. Therefore, no disease is a mystery. No disease is a mystery, brother and sister. This is what we must know. All diseases are curable, all of them. I don't care what you've been heard, what you have heard, or what you've been told. Why would the Almighty give a disease to us, to a human being, and where there's no cure? The cure comes with the disease. Everything is created in pairs. You have a disease, you have a cure. Come with it. You just have to look in the right place. The answer is there. Every disease is curable. There's no mystery disease. There's a product that produces every disease. These are concepts I want you to pay attention to and like for you to listen to and think about them, reflect on them. Because if we take care of the needs of ourselves, we will cure every disease. So our matrix is dynamic, it's changing, and it also is automatic. How is it automatic? All of the different energies that produced it produce also automation. And here's another thing. Our cells have atomic intelligence. No one taught them what to do. These are a basic and fundamental thing that we have to understand by our own body. No one taught our cells what to do. They have atomic intelligence clocked into them. They produce our cell essentials. These are things that all of the cell must have. They produce our brain essentials. Essential, that word means must have. They must be present. They also produce our body essentials. There are three things our cells do. They produce our cell essentials. They produce our body essentials. They produce our brain essentials. And when we are in violation of the laws of physics, which means if our cells are unable to produce anything that I just mentioned, any one of those three things, our cell must produce a negative energy to take the place of the positive energy that it wasn't able to produce. What do you mean, negative energy? If something's supposed to be there in ourselves and it's not there, our own cell will produce negative energy to get our attention, to get our attention. What I'm saying is, if the body needs a neurotransmitter, if it's not present because we didn't eat the right food, so now the cells do not have what it needs, do not have the nutrients to produce that neurotransmitter. There could be no emptiness in the space where the neurotransmitter should be.
Her own body has to produce something to take the void. There can be no void, no emptiness. In other words, there's a principle in quantum physics that states there can be no emptiness in the creation. The Almighty created something for all of the space. And if it's not there, our own cell will produce something to take up the void. And that would be negative energy. It will produce on its own concretion, fiber-level plaque, to take the place of the neurotransmitter, because it didn't have the nutrients available to produce it. I hope you understand. When our cells do not have nutrients, that's our responsibility to eat food. Food have the nutrients in it for our cells. If the cells do not receive the nutrients, the water, the glucose, the oxygen, the iron, and other vitamins and minerals, then it cannot produce the brain essential, the body essential, and cell essential. It cannot produce them. That is our responsibility. Oftentimes, if we're eating the correct food, but we're not removing the concretion, the blockages, the particle waste, that will also prevent them from producing the cell essential, brain essential, and body essential. That will also produce them, stop them from producing those things. Blockages, that's what they're called. Blockages and health disruptors. So I hope we have your attention about the matrix that we're all made up of. The matrix is the ground substance. We're more than 75% water. Some instance, 94% water. 6% nutrients. That is the ground substance that we are made out of. The word matrix embodied force, knowledge, atomic intelligence, command, spontaneity, femininity, history of the universe, automation, opposite, data recording, intuition, activity of the DNA, activity of the cell, as well as the action of our blood vessel, lymphatic vessel, and energy. This is the matrix that we all are made up of, the ground substance that must be replaced, that has to be replenished, that has to be rebuilt daily. It's more to health than eating food, drinking water, and going to the bathroom. This is what we're saying. It's more to it than that. If we don't remove the particle waste from our system, our cell will not be in a position to refurbish and divide and produce cell essential, brain essential, and body essential. Particle waste must be removed. Most of us have no problem removing the solid waste. We have a colon. That's our mechanism to remove the solid waste. Most of us have no problem removing liquid waste. That's our urinary system, our sweat glands. There's no mechanism in the human body to remove particle waste, and this is the problem. Over decades of chaotic eating, decade after decade of chaotic eating, these particle waste have built up, accumulated in our system, in our 11th system. They're accumulated there. And it is our responsibility, brothers and sisters, to remove this particle waste. It's not our self-responsibility. It is our own responsibility to remove the particle waste. Now, what are you doing to remove your particle waste? What are you doing? How are you removing your particle waste? and who have taught us about particle waste that must be removed. No one, except the field of scintometry. No one except the field of scintometry. And scintometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. That's what scintometry is all about. That's what scintometry is. It is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. Called scintometry. I am a student enrolled at the American School of Scintometry in the doctorate program. That's why I know what I know. We talk about the system, the particle waste. Our body sits on 11 systems. And we'd just like to review them. You should know these systems. And they all work in unison. They work together. They depend on each other. They're interdependent, interrelated, integrated, and operate as one biological unit, all these 11 systems. Of course, we have to have the reproductive system for procreation to make sure that the species stick around. Very important. We have the endocrine system, all of our glands, hormones, very important. The respiratory system, we have to be able to breathe the air. We have to breathe. All these systems that we are mentioning must be kept clean and kept clear from the particle waste. So those cells that control them, that are part of them, that make them up, can carry out their function to keep them healthy. We have our blood and cardiovascular system, the lymphatic system that parallels our circulatory system. Of course, we have the three nervous systems, the brain and the three nervous systems, the central nervous system, autonomic nervous system, and the peripheral nervous system. The first system that's created in the human person, in the womb of its mother. The three nervous system, first system. Then we have the joints, the spinal cord, and the skeleton system. They all join there together. The muscular system, urinary system, skin and intercommunicatory system. That's our visceral internal organ. They all are lumped together. And finally, the digestive system. We have to be able to digest the food. Here's a sign for us. In our small intestine, there are small villi, and the responsibility of those little hairy, tight villi is to take the food that we're eating, that we have eaten, atomize the food that we have eaten. Atomize. What is that? Turn them back into atoms. That is a sign that we come from atom. We're a product of atomic collision, the human being. So the food that we eat must be turned back into atoms in order for our cells to be nourished by them. Those are ions or nutrients circulated in our blood. But if we have poison, toxic, strong sugar, strong acid, preservative, coal tar derivatives circulated in our blood, microprotein that's indigestible, these things will be slowing the blood down. If blood is moving too slow, our cells will not be nourished. So blood has to move fast. Everything in our body has to move fast. If things are moving slow, there's a reason, and that's a problem. Because force must be acting up on it in order for it to move fast. If something is blocking or preventing the force acting on it, then we have a problem. If we don't do anything about it, then the problem would turn into a disease. The symptom would turn into a disease. Then if you don't do anything about it, the disease would become chronic. We would have a chronic disease. This is the progression. This is what happens. This is exactly what happened. So we have the matrix that make up our body, our 11th system, and we sit on a carcinogenic fiber that has to be rebuilt and renourished every single day. Our enzyme has to be produced every single day. We have to produce digestive enzyme, an ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance of our body. We have to produce neurons. Neurons are different from our cells. Our cells divide, but our neurons do not divide. They have to be produced. And if the conditions are not favorable, we won't be able to produce them. And if we can't produce fresh neurons, the old neuron would not work properly. Whatever is old must be replaced by something new. That's a universal law. The new replaced the old. Old cell must be replaced by new cell. Old neurons must be replaced by new neurons. This is how it works. That's a universal law. If you're not working that way, then we're in violation, and there's a price to pay. So another fact that we want you to remember, that the human being that's housed in this physical body is energy. Energy. We are energy-dependent biological organism. We depend on energy. Our existence on this earth depends on energy. We have to produce energy. What is energy? Many of us, I'm sure, took physics in high school. What we were told about energy. What is energy? Energy is the intangible existence that was produced by colliding atoms. Atoms colliding produce energy. That's what energy is. The human being has two components. One that we can see, that's the tangible, and one that you cannot see, the intangible. And the intangible part of us has the most power, the most energy. We're energy-dependent biological organism, which means is if we're using more energy than we're producing, that is called an energy deficit. It's the same way about our enzyme. If we're using more enzyme than we're producing, we have an enzyme deficit. No one on planet Earth that calls themselves to be human will be healthy with an enzyme deficit. No one on this Earth will be healthy with an energy deficit. If you're using more energy than you're producing, at some point you're going to run out. At the point that we run out of energy, that will be the date of our expiration, date of our death, believe it or not. Physics defines matter. We're matter as well. There are three states of matter. All these things we studied in high school in science and physics. But no one really related those things to our own body. We studied about the states of matter, liquid, solid, and gases. All of these three states of matter are found in the human being, in our own body. Our own body. Therefore, we are matter, and matter is energy. And we are not just energy. We also have the three states of matter, solid, liquid, and gases inside of us. All our organs, our gland, and our structure and system mechanism are made of cells, and our cells are made of collagen from the matrix. And that collagen has to be renewed, rebuilt, repaired. Collagen means protein. Protein. Everything about the human being is protein. Our enzyme, we must have protein. Our DNA, protein unit. Our gray and white matter, protein unit. Our PR matter, arachnoid matter, dual matter in our brain, protein units. Collagenic fiber. But some of us want to be vegans and vegetarian. The foundation of a plant is cellulose. Cellulose fiber. Human collagenic fiber that make up our matrix. And we have to know how to rebuild our collagenic fiber because our whole foundation would be falling apart. This is what we must do. This is what we must know. There's a mineral called iron. We're going to share some other information, then we're going to open up for questions. So we have a segment. But we want to talk about the importance of iron. That's a mineral. And it's also one of our nutrients. Our cells need nutrients, and our cells need resources. Nutrients and resources, and we have to help to provide those. One of the energy that our cell must produce is called mitochondrial energy. It needs iron in order to open up these pathways, these two pathways, which is glycolysis and the Krebs cycle. This is how we produce energy. In order to activate these two pathways, we need iron. These are the nutrients. We need sulfur. We need essential fatty acid and certain other minerals, amino acids, and vitamins. This is what we need. If we do not provide that with the food that we're eating, then we won't have the energy that we need. And we also have to clean and clear the mitochondria from grease and from grime and soot after decade upon decade upon decade of eating food. Every time we eat food, we go through the process of glycolysis to build energy. And the Krebs cycle, those pathways open up to produce energy in the mitochondria. This is what we have to be able to do. But if we do not have iron, which is the key mineral, our cell would not have the power, the pressure, the strength, the speed, the momentum. And like we said earlier, nothing under the skin is standing still. A plant do not have to go anywhere. They're non-ambulatory. They don't have to move. They don't have to run from their predator. They have another defense mechanism. And by the way, their defense mechanism is they produce poison, all of them. All plants, in order to survive on planet Earth, produce poison. And if you're going to eat them, you must have a mechanism or way to removing the poison or neutralizing the poison before you eat them. If not, they will compromise our collagenic fiber. They will compromise our cells. They will compromise our organs and our tissue. So it would not be surprising that we come down with a disease after we have been warned. So the process of producing energy in our mitochondria is called ATP. That's where the energy is stored. Adenosine triphosphate. But it needs iron to produce this energy. This is what gives our cells the speed. the pressure, the power, the strength, the force it needs to carry out its job. So without iron, there will be no ferritin. Ferritin is transfer iron at work in the human body. That's what it is. It is at work because it supplies these forces, the power, the pressure, the strength, the speed that our cells need to produce the brain and body essential, to rebuild our matrix, to repair our infrastructure, our collagenic fiber. This is what health is all about. This is what health is all about. It is about our conscious effort to participate on all these different levels so our cell will have what they need to keep us healthy. Our cell will not be able to produce anything. It will eat chaotically and not receiving the nutrients that they need. If we don't remove the particle waste from them, there will be blockages. Our blood will be moving too slow. The repair will be done too slow. Our neurotransmitter and neuron will be produced too slow. And some of those things might not get produced at all. Brothers and sisters, without neurons being produced by the thousands or billions every single day, we'll be out of touch with reality. We won't have access to our faculties. We won't have access to them. There are 16 different faculties that make us human. And if we don't have access to them, we won't be human. We're going to review those right quick, and then we're going to open up the call for any questions. These faculties that make us human, that separate us from the other creatures, are perception. And think about these as we repeat them. Imagination. Behavior. Are we behaving as human? Memory. When you can't access your memory, what is a human being without memory? As we age, many of us would lose our memory. Why? Because we won't be able to produce neurons because of the particle waste that's blocking our neurons from being produced. And we have filth and garbage in our cerebrospinal fluid where the neurons are. And no one has ever told us that we have to clean our cerebrospinal fluid. That is the fluid that circulates from our brain all the way down to our spinal cord. No one has ever mentioned that to us. But that's our responsibility to clean periodically our cerebrospinal fluid because our neurons circulate in it. And if it's filthy, the neuron won't be able to fire, won't be able to receive and send signals throughout all parts of our body. That's what they do. We won't have perception. It is neurons that operate in all of these different faculties. That's why we're naming them. But if we can't produce fresh neurons every single day, there'll be many faculties we will not have access to. Coordination, how to put things together, coordinate things, to do more than one thing at a time. Self-restraint. Our world needs self-restraint today, brothers and sisters. Many individuals are not able to restrain themselves. Get them in a lot of trouble. But if we don't have the neurons to access self-restraint in us, we won't have it. Rationalization. Using our mind, making the right decision, cognition, determination, intellect. Each one of these faculties is a lecture all to itself. Emotion aka our limbic system, that control our emotion. We have to produce neurotransmitters to have our emotion under control. Otherwise, they'll be all over the place. Out of control. How many people we see every day out of control? Our personality, and even to form and establish our own personality, we must produce neurons to access our personality, to develop our personality. All of the billion people on this planet have different personalities. Pleasure. What is life without pleasure? Interpretation. Intuition. Consciousness. Many of us are walking around unconscious because we can't access the faculty of consciousness. Brother Rashid, we want to stop right here and see if the line have any question. Anybody on the line have any question?
Okay. I'm sitting here in a state of shock, you know. We know we started the show off today, but those of you who are just coming on the line, welcome to IWDM Radio. You're in the lab of the science of health in you. And we have instructor Abdul Shaheed, who is the teacher today. And in a learning lab, you know, we have one thing in common. We're all here to learn and get an education. Fortunately, we have an opportunity to learn a little bit more about ourselves in a way that we never, ever thought of. You know, when in the opening we came in, we were talking about the automobile and how the automobile works and how we can relate that to the human body. And, you know, the body needs oils. The body, I mean, just like a car needs oil. You know, the car needs water. If without that water in that battery, that car, it won't fire up. You know, without proper fuels, we refer to as food, your body can't function in the manner that it's supposed to function. So we know we have this vehicle that we walk around with, as we said earlier, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we don't know that our body is damaged. We've had an accident. You know, and you talked about the cerebral spinal fluid, which is an alignment that we must have in order for us to function right with being having our coordination in the right type of shape. And so we started having those flat tires. Them knees started hurt. We can't walk and roll like we want to. You know, the pain of arthritis that we have. So, you know, we have to look at ourselves as a vehicle and needs maintenance on a regular basis. So earlier we were talking about what was done to us years ago, starting from, I think I took you back to 1832, on how systematically this world, this scientific mindset that we think, we call it European or whatever we want to call it, but these scientists know how to control the thinking process in human beings. And they've used food. And we talked about George Washington Carver letting people know that 1930 he told Congress, he told those powers that be, that if we don't quit putting certain things in the soil, we're going to destroy the soil, meaning we destroy the food, meaning you destroy the man. You know, the plants are just like human beings. They require certain types of things for them to function properly. So it is so exciting to be able to see in real time what you're talking about intake. Just like an automobile has an internal functionality, our bodies have an internal functionality as well. So if we don't know how to, then you're in bad shape. So I'm going to open the line up for anyone who wants to ask a question. And please do me a favor tonight. We're going to talk about something that I put in the email to everyone about a recall on foods that were taking place. And it just so happened, here we are talking about foods. Now, these same scientists who've been using food against us are now telling us that some of the food that we're taking in has things in it that we shouldn't be eating. So with that, I'm opening the line. For those who have a question, please push a button on this phone. You have a family member who may have cancer. You have a family member who may have a dysfunctionality of the thought process. You have a family member or friend or a neighbor who needs to hear what we're talking about tonight. So feel free to push that button and ask that question about somebody that you know who are sick. And as I said earlier when we open up, if we had just come to this one agreement today, that none of us are well, we're going to have a great time in the lab. So I'm opening up the line for 602-332. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. You raise your hand. Can you hear me? 602-332. Can you hear me? We hear you. So we're going to put them on hold for a while. Anybody else who may have a question? I do have a question that one of the callers, I think they're on tonight, and I think I shared with you earlier that she wanted to know about cellulitis. She has someone in her home who has cellulitis and wanted to know what can we do, what can we talk about, how did it come about, and so forth and so on. I'm sure you're going to get right to the neurons and the enzymes and all that type of thing, because the enzymes are the workers in our body. Once you don't have those workers, guess what? Your body deteriorates. So hopefully you'll be able to share with that person tonight the information in regards to the question they have about cellulitis.
Absolutely. So, yeah, we could address that now.
Yeah, go ahead. That's right.
Yes. So our cells, the muscle cells, they need certain amino acids. Their muscle, there's amino acid for our muscle to nourish our muscle cell in order for them to be strengthened. We heard those terms, power, pressure, strength, speed.
Oh, did we lose you? I think we lost our guest. Just 1 second as he try to get back in the line here. In the meantime, he's calling back in. So just hang on, caller. We will be able to answer that question for you. In the meantime, we're going to see, can we get the 602 number back? Let me see here. Here we go. Are you there?
No, we
didn't hear you. You got cut off there for a minute, and lost you. So if you could go back and repeat that statement, we appreciate it.
Exactly, I will. I was speaking about the amino acids that need to renew our muscle cells. The 8 muscle cells that contain these amino acids, 8 amino acids that help us develop our muscle tissue. And we need to eat the food that have these muscle tissue, the amino acids. And this is the main reason why we have to eat protein foods, so we can continue to develop and refurbish our muscles. Very important. If we don't nourish our muscles, then they will atrophy, which means they would turn into cellulite. That's what will happen. So it's not just exercising, moving, going to the gym, but we also have to eat the right food. We have to eat scientifically so our cells will have what they need in order for them to rebuild our muscle tissue. This is what the person must do. They must enforce scientific eating and certain food. We have to eat protein food, more protein food than starchy foods. We're protein. So we have to eat the meat, the lamb, the bison, the goat, chicken, turkey, fish. Those meat we must eat. We must eat meat that have a high concentration of hem iron. That's that word again, iron. If the person is anemic, they won't be able to produce the muscle tissue. The cell won't be able to produce them. And the muscle will get weaker and weaker, and they will atrophy. And they'll turn into cellulites. This will happen.
Mm. Wow.
And you have to know how to cook meat scientifically, so you're not bothered by the gouty deposit. And there's hormone and antibody chemicals that's in the meat. You must know how to break the bonds on those things so they do you no harm. You have to inspect the meat, make sure there's no disease
Same thing with plant food. We have to inspect the plant to make sure there's no disease on them, because these animal diseases and plant diseases will be grafted onto our own organs, or they'll make our disease more difficult to cure. All these things happen. All these things will happen. So we have to also remove the particle waste we talked about. They will be blocking our ability to renew our cells, to renew our infrastructure, to renew the epithelium that lines all our organs, our muscle. Epithelium must be renewed periodically. Everything about our body can be renewed and regenerated. Whatever was built must be demolished and rebuilt over and over and over again. Our muscle must be demolished and rebuilt over and over again. Like I said, under our skin, there's constant activity going on by the cell. 24/7 activity, movement, motion. They're doing things. And when they are blocked from doing them, or they don't have the nutrients they need, then we have things like cellulite, flabby skin, flaccid skin, where our skin just like it just detach from the bone because there's no muscle tissue. And then we also, because we're out of balance, then the microbes are coming. Then we have swelling, inflammation, because we can't produce certain hormones. All those steroids that regulate fluid level in the body. Too many people are not cooking with the right salt. Well, I don't use salt. I cook with rock salt, sea salt, Himalayan salt, pink salt, all these different things, which is the wrong salt. These things will cause problems. We take so much for granted, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, it's a mystery.
So would you say, you know, basically I've always heard the statement that all diseases start in the digestive tract. And one particular article I was reading about how cancer is generated via the digestive tract. So as this person asked a question about cellulitis, and that's really strange that the word cell is in there. We're talking about cells, so it's kind of a unique statement.
That's the beginning of the word, cell.
The digestive tract is the key element here. Can you just share a little bit about the digestive tract and some of the problems that come about via that tract there, the system of the digestive system, if you don't mind?
Yeah, our digestive system is very important. And what makes the digestive system work? Here again, enzyme. We have two types of enzyme. Digestive enzyme. The moment we put the food in our mouth, we have amylase in our mouth that digest sugar and starch. Right away, the sugar and starch is digested in our mouth. And then there's certain other enzyme to digest meats. That's a four-step process that the meats have to go through in order to digest it. Our pancreas is involved. Our liver is involved. Our adrenal cortex is involved to produce it, emulsification enzyme. Our pancreas must produce lipase to digest the oil and the fat part of the meat. If you cannot produce these enzymes, then you're in trouble. It's downhill from there. Health is all about producing an enzyme surplus. Then you have to be eating the right food. How are you going to digest something if it's indigestible? You can't digest it. So what is it going to do? It's going to sit in your digestive tract. Then those 32 strands of bacteria that's in our colon, when it get to the colon, the food should be all digested when it get to the colon, right? It's getting ready to come out. It should be all digested. But since we have enzyme deficit, much of our food get to our colon, and it still need to be digested because we didn't produce all the digested enzyme that was needed. Now the bacteria has to work on it. That's produced the bloatiness, the gassiness, and all this other discomfort that we feel when we feel like we've eaten too much or ate the wrong food.
Right.
And we're regurgitating the food back, it coming back up, acid reflux. All of those things are part of malfunctioning digestive system. People go to the store, they buy the antacid, like that going to solve the problem. No, that's not going to solve the problem. You have to produce enzymes.
Right.
Digestion starts with enzyme production. Everything you put into your mouth must have an enzyme to digest it. Isn't that amazing?
Truly is. You know, that brings it. That brings us right. Go ahead.
Let me say this. Every enzyme has is designed to work on a substance. Substrate. That's what it's called. It's the substrate. The substance that the enzyme is working on. And it fit just like a lock and key. This is what happened. The enzyme would lock into that substrate of that substance that it's supposed to digest or break up. It would lock into it, and a spinning action would take over. Spinning. Though we cannot see it, but this is what happens. That's the force, the power, the pressure, the strength that our cell must have in order to do this. And that's the purpose of the enzyme, to lock into the substance that needs to be broken down. Like a lock and key, a perfect fit. It locks into the substrate to break it down, to separate the all of the components of whatever that substance is. It has to be broken down back into atoms. This is what would be circulating in the person's blood if digestion had taken a proper course.
Right.
If these nutrients are not in the blood, the cell will never be nourished. The cell won't be nourished, though you ate food. And the food is coming out of you undigested, or you have undigested food sitting there, fermenting, rotting right in the person. Food sitting there, rotting, because the person do not have the enzyme to digest the food. So digestion is a lot more than just eating something and going on about your business. If we can't digest it, turn it back into ions or nutrients, then the cell will be malnourished, and they will not have what they need to produce body essential, brain essential, and cell essential, complicating your situation, activating more diseases. This is what happens.
Okay. Well, you know, that's food for thought. as you was explaining,
very important to produce.
The 16th faculty, I always use the term, let nothing interfere with your ability to reason and perceive. So if you're not eating the right food, then your faculties are not functioning right, so therefore you can't produce the right type of thought or self-restraint that's necessary to even function as a human being. And that's so key for us when we start talking about our children. We keep asking, what's wrong with you? Well, what did you feed it? You know, it's the question we should be asking us. You know, and so when I say food for thought, I mean, you think about that. If you don't eat the right food, then your thought process is damaged completely and thoroughly. That atomic intelligence cannot produce, as you talked about earlier in the show, because nothing is being digested. You know, so with that, I want to kind of get to the subject matter today that we were talking about earlier when it came to the recall by the Federal Food and Drug Administration, who this is amazing. We're sitting here now talking about the very things that cause harm to our bodies. And here's the Food and Drug Administration, who had a recall over the last couple of weeks, Could you share with them or some of the things that was in that particular recall, Instructor Shahid, so people can realize what you're saying is now being backed up by those very people, as I spoke in the beginning, who thoroughly made sure you're not getting good food, fatty food, so you can't think. And that was a tool that was used in slavery to make sure that we couldn't think. So if you can share a little bit about that recall today, if you have it readily available, or we can talk about it together, but you need to hear this. Those who are on the line, welcome to IWDM Radio. You in a health lab talking about science of health, and you, it's all a science. We want you to understand that do not take this lightly. You know, this is your life is at stake. Not having enzymes, not having neurons in your body functionality really is causing us pain. How can you have longevity when you don't even know how to take care of that automobile that we were talking about earlier? You may not have enough gas in it. You may not have the right oils in it. You may not have the right fuel in it for you to get to where you need to go. So our destination should be longevity. So if you can share with us a little bit on that, Dr. Shahid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was addressing and speaking about earlier before we came on the show about these recall. And we have one of the main companies that deal with soft drinks, and they were recalling their beverages.
Coca-Cola and Sprite.
Yeah, Coca-Cola in particular. I didn't want to name it, but they also control Minute Maid and all these other fruits beverages that's produced by them. And they're recalling them. And really, I call all those things acid water. That's what they are. They are made from carbonated sodas. And people should not be drinking them anyway. So if they recall them, you shouldn't be drinking them. They have too much sugar. Now they're finding heavy metal in them. Metal. You know what happens when a person has metal inside of them? That's one of the ingredients that denature their enzyme, heavy metal. There's several things that denature enzyme. When I say denature, that means make them worthless. Even after you can produce them, they are no good. They cannot do anything to help you. They're worthless. So if you get metal inside of you, metal have a way of denaturing our enzyme, making them worthless. Poisons do the same thing. The same thing. So if you get heavy metal in you, then you'll go around like a magnet, attracting more metal. Metal will be drawn to you, and it'll be just like a leaf on a tree. That's what leaves on the tree. That's what they do. They suck in like a sponge, heavy metal that's in the air, heavy metal that's in the soil, and then we go out and eat them raw without neutralizing the heavy metal inside of them. And it will become just like the leaf on the tree, but now we're soaking up heavy metal out of the air, right out of the air. And then we eat food that contains saturated fat. That same saturated fat would trap the heavy metal within our cells. It would be trapped there. It won't be able to get out. Okay? Since the heavy metal is trapped there and nothing get in and get out, now we have set the condition up for a neuroplastic enzyme to spontaneously exist in the cell. Neuroplastic enzyme is another name for cancer. So neuroplastic enzyme, negative energy within the cells, because the heavy metal that you drink from these beverages or that you got from eating raw plants, now you consume saturated fat. The saturated fat now have a way of trapping the metal in your cells, setting the condition favorable for cancer to spontaneously exist, to come about.
This is what happened. This is how cancer comes about. One of the ways. The same thing happened when we ingest carcinogen. That's in the pesticide. That's in the herbicide. That's in the some of the hormones in the food. These are carcinogens. Also carcinogens in the beverages that we're drinking. Saturated fat would trap these carcinogens and heavy metal within the cells, and the cell would become calcified, and nothing get in and nothing get out. No nutrient would get into the cell, and no waste and toxin can come out. So the condition would be set up for cancer to exist, spontaneous to come about. This is how it happens. If the condition for life to exist is there, life will happen. So there are many recalls in that article. I saw one also today talking about romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce. You know, lettuce. Romaine lettuce. And people are eating the lettuce in a salad, and this is compromising their cells because the salad have a bacteria, and that's another recall, a bacteria called Listeria. And people are not aware, Brother Rashid, that Listeria lives in our refrigerator.
Yes, sir.
It lives in the refrigerator.
It's amazing.
Everyone has a refrigerator. And it ain't just because it's cold in there that no bacteria can exist. Life always finds a way. Life finds a way. You know, it's amazing. And this is what happens. This is what happens.
You know,
so hopefully that addressed the person's question.
Yeah. Well, I have two other questions here on the board since no one has their hands raised. But I do have two questions that I just want you to kind of share real quickly. One of them was diabetes. And high blood pressure, a person has that, is at a level that's really dangerous. And the other one, which I'm just fond of because I keep sharing with individuals online that we have children. We have grandchildren. Your friends have children. Your friends have grandchildren. And we talk about our children having post-traumatic stress syndrome. We talk about them being hyperactive. We talk about the things that they could, you know, how they act in school, or your child is this, your child is that. But if we just even start at the fetus level, you know, we realize that after 4 months of a baby being created, that it begins to secrete enzymes in the human body, you know, to protect itself from those things that are in the mother's body that are harmful to their growth and development. So as we talk about, if a child is born with the ability to secrete enzymes, certain types of enzymes, the tryptophan and all that type of thing. What are we doing with our children, and how can we correct the behavior pattern, which is one of the 16 elements that you talked about, the perception, the memory, the coordination, and the consciousness? So I'm looking at how we are creating monsters by feeding our children the wrong food, and we want to blame somebody else for their behavior or their actions and their deeds. Can you just share that part? And then when you finish that, then you can address this one thing on diabetes and what causes it and why it is rampant in our communities. So those were two questions that we have texted in.
Absolutely. When it comes to our children, here's what should happen. Even before the mother get pregnant, by the father needs to talk with a symptometrist. Need to talk with a certified symptometry health coach or a doctor of symptometry. Because here's where it starts. If the father have weak and decrepit sperms, that's going to affect the child. It started at the very beginning of conception. Now, if a weak sperm, the father have weak sperm, and one of those weak sperm made it to the egg, what kind of child is that going to produce? The father needs to have good HDL. HDL, density lipid protein. Our liver produces HDL by us giving it the unsaturated fat and the right oils, the high-grade lipids. That's what our cells require. That's what they need. We don't get HDL from eating food. Our liver must produce the HDL. If the father do not have good HDL, or his reservoir is not full of HDL from the very beginning, the child that father will impregnate, the child from that impregnation of that conception will have issues. And most of the time, they're going to be emotional issues that child will have from the very beginning. They'll be compromised. Same thing about the mother. She must have good HDL or reservoir full of HDL. That is the good, so-called good cholesterol. Every cell of our body must have good cholesterol in order to have a balance of testosterone, estrogen, androgen, must have good cholesterol. The reservoir must be full. If we have more bad cholesterol, LDL, than good cholesterol, we have a cholesterol problem. Most of the time, it is because the person is using the wrong oil. This is how it starts. And then the mother must be eating. Yes, go ahead.
So what you're saying, sex is the science instead of pleasure.
Absolutely. You must know
you have to make sure you're picking and choosing. So I guess that's why marriage is so important. But go ahead, my brother. I didn't mean to interrupt
Absolutely.
You. Get out.
So you must know what you're doing, that the food that you're eating has a bearing on the future generation. Isn't that amazing? You can produce a well-behaved child, or you can produce the next generation of criminals. That's what's happening. You can produce a well-behaved child that is very studious. They have the parent is paying attention. They change their diet to a scientific diet. Somebody told them to call symptometry, do pregnancy management, work with a certified symptometry health court, work with a doctor of symptometry, and all these problems can be corrected. Give the cells what they need. You know, it is the neurons that build the baby in the womb of its mother.
Wow.
Neurons. Now tell me somebody who can't produce neurons, how the baby going to get built?
I understand. Makes sense.
It is neurons that build the baby through automation, everything working like clockwork, the trimester, everything working like clockwork. What if the mother is not eating the right food, the nutrient? It is the nutrient that those fibroblasts must use to build the baby head, to build the baby eyes, to build the baby heart. If those nutrients are not available at the right time, the heart is going to get built anyway. The eyes are going to get built anyway without the nutrient. The brain will be built whether you have the right nutrients or not. If you don't have enough calcium, enough protein, the baby head will be built. And something might be not in there.
Wow.
And a hole might be in their heart. This is how people were born with holes in their heart, because the mother did not have the nutrients available to build the heart during the time when the heart was to be built. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So
you know,
we don't think about these things. We don't think about these things when we have a baby. Most of our pregnancy, many of our pregnancy, are unwanted. There's no planning involved. It's just accident. How are you going to accidentally have a baby?
Yeah, do
all
something
of the
to make
complications that must happen
the timing and everything that must happen in order to have a baby. Mm. And no thought went into it. If no thought went into it, Brother Rashid, what do you expect to happen?
I understand. I truly understand what you're saying. you know it's really, it's a really.
Yeah, so the baby comes. You know, the mother went through labor. In most instances, labor lasts 24 hours or longer, when it could have lasted 15 minutes, and they're over with. Because the mother will have, if she came to pregnancy management through cytometry, the mother will have a propulsive force, strong propulsive force, and the baby will have strong propulsive force where the baby is propelled from the womb, propelled with force, nothing holding it back. It is ready to come, ready for the next life to experience it. Mm. And then maybe,
wow.
That's what happened when the person comes to
Absolutely amazing. You know, it's just so.
The enzyme that it needs. The mother has all of the enzyme that she needs. The ancillary enzyme, the digestive enzyme, the most enzymes are catalysts that jumpstart biochemical reaction. All those things have to be available at the right timing and the right amount and the right frequencies. Automation takes over. The moment the sperm is in the fallopian tube and the egg is present, everything began to work automatic. Automation takes over. And then no trimester start. Everything clocked. Automation, automatic, takes over. The cells have atomic intelligence. The neurons have atomic intelligence. They are building the baby. You have to do your part, the father and the mother.
Yes.
The mother needs the nurturing that the father can give it. Nobody want to be hassled, stressed, strained relationship, fussing, fighting every day during a pregnancy. And you think the child is not going to be affected? Energy. That's what the paper is made of. Energy. Energy goes through the walls. Energy can transcend time and space. Energy is what's producing the baby. What kind of energy the baby going to come here with? If the baby have an energy deficit, that's going to lead to enzyme deficit. That's going to lead to attention deficit. The baby won't be able to pay attention. That's going to lead to attention deficit syndrome, hyperactivity. That's no excuse. That's no accident that they call it hyperactivity, attention deficit syndrome. In essence, the baby have lack of enzyme. Not
so you can safely say that the responsibility of life is truly on the parent by them not knowing. You know, so our young people, this is the type of information that needs to be taught in our schools, at home, quite frankly. But to do the astute study themselves, and we as parents have to learn what you're talking about today so we can share the information with our children and our grandchildren as they come into the world so we can help them like they did back in the old days where the grandmother, you know, got together with a young mother and helped her through that particular time period. So this science that you're talking about today, well, I mean, you're talking – this is truly science. And then I want to welcome everyone to the IWDM radio, to our interactive lab called The Science of Health in You. And if you don't understand what's taking place today, we'll have an opportunity to get some information, get a website to you so you can begin your study, so you can begin to share with your family members, your grandchildren, your neighbors, your cousins. This information is truly needed, and we need to find a way to get this to the general population because we can avoid a great deal of problems in our own communities with having information like this and understanding this thing, as I say before, we walk around with 24/7 and don't know how it works. And we have these impulses to go out and have sex, these urges to have sex, not knowing the responsibility that goes with that. And so being able to teach this information so we can fine-tune our engine, our thinking process, to function as real human beings, utilizing the 16 faculties that we have and understanding the 11 systems that we need to know about. This is truly exciting, and I'm really excited about hearing this information. And those of you who are on the line, please press 1 on your phone. Ask a question, if not for yourself, for a daughter or son, a cousin, a neighbor, a friend. There's something that's been said tonight. If you're like me, I'm pretty much I'm just wore out with information. But at the same time, as he's speaking, he's provoking thought in me. So I have questions. I have tons of questions. But this is your show, not my show. This show is designed for you to get involved in an interactive learning lab to discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives for optimal health. So welcome to the show. Anyone want to ask the doctor a question? If not, then we'll go to the next segment here, which is talking about diabetes. We have 30 minutes left. So please press 1 on your phone. And those of you who are online on the internet, you have to dial in to 714-816-4673. Push 1 on your phone, and we'll be able to entertain your call. Go ahead, Instructor
Shahid. Yes, sir. A person who is diabetic, here's what it means. It means that their pancreas is congested. The pancreas is congested. The adrenal cortex, the adrenal gland, is congested. It is the pancreas and the adrenal cortex that produce cortisol. Cortisol. Everybody familiar with insulin? Well, are people familiar with cortisol? What does cortisol do? It is the glucose regulator. It regulates the glucose in our 11 system. Well, they have us looking at insulin, right? That's the focus, insulin. But it is cortisol that regulates glucose level. And it starts in the pancreas. The pancreas is congested because you've been eating heavy sugars. You've been eating the wrong combination of food. You're eating more starch than protein. You know what starch is? It's a complex sugar. It's a matter of fact, it's a network of sugars. Complex. Our cell requires simple sugar, monosaccharide. So if you're consuming complex sugar all day, every day, because of the starchy food that you're eating, because you can't afford to eat meat, protein, then these are things that happen. You end up, you're prone to diabetes and hypertension for the same reason. And then your pancreas becomes congested from all the particle waste, the heavy sugars, and you cannot process glucose. But you're still eating fruits, and you're drinking fruit juices. The fruit juices, the sugar in fruit juices and fruits called fructose. That's a disaccharide. That's a double sugar. You can't even process. It's going to turn into glucose. You know what happened within 24 to 48 hours when glucose is not processed in the human body? It becomes toxic. This is how the person's eyes are damaged. This is how the person's capillaries are blocked, clogged up. This is why diabetes affects every part of the person's body, because glucose becomes toxic within 24 to 48 hours after consuming heavy sugars and starches. We have to have starch, but it has to be in the right proportion, along with protein. Those things have to be kept in balance. Health is all about balance. The five food groups, starch, sugar, protein, fats, and oil. Those are the combination of food that we have to consume to give to our cells the nutrients in the right proportion. Since we are animals, we need to eat more protein than starch. We're not plants. We have to eat more of what we are made of. Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that just common sense?
It's common sense. Absolutely.
So this is how the person get diabetes. And with the commercial food industry, they use sugar to entice people to continue to buy their products. So they oversweeten sugar. I mean, they oversweeten things. They use sweeteners. They're not even sugar. They're sweeteners. They might be 10 times, 100 times, 200 times, 300 times sweeter than sugar. So that set the person up right away for diabetes. How are they going to process something that strong? Heavy sugars, heavy sweeteners, artificial sweeteners. Oh, give me that artificial sweetener there. Well, yeah, let me have the diet soda. And they think these things are healthier. No, they're not.
I don't mean to laugh.
They're looking at calories. They got us counting calories, right? Oh, that's no calories in that. Look, if you put something in your mouth and you do not have the enzyme to digest it, that is a problem. It's not about the calories. It's about enzymes. Stop looking at calories. You don't count calories. It means nothing. It's bogus. As far as the cell is concerned, it's a non-starter. You must produce enzyme. If you put something in your mouth and you don't have the enzyme to digest it, you are in trouble. You're going to have residue of the food left in your system that are going to be combined with other things that's already there. And this is how the concretion become blockages. And now you have blockages or congestion in your pancreas, and you can't produce cortisol. And your pancreas can't produce many enzymes to help you to stay healthy. And the same thing about your adrenal cortex, you can't produce cortisol. And you're still eating heavy sugars. You're drinking soda. You're cooking with the wrong oil. You're eating fruits. A person that's diabetic, they should eat no fruits or drink no fruit juices. Shouldn't drink any fruit juices.
It just be recalled.
Oh, he would say, you need to eat some fruits. Not if you're diabetic. You can't even process the sugar in fruit, the fructose. It's a double sugar. It's a double sugar. It's a disaccharide. Why are you going to convert it to a monosaccharide when you can't even process glucose? You can't produce cortisol that regulates the glucose level in your blood. That is the main thing. In order to rid the body of the diabetes, you have to remove the concretion, the gouty deposit, cholesterol deposit, the heavy sugars, the residue that were left behind by using subatomic particle to ionize, oxidize, or hydrolyze those residue from the cells of the pancreas. And you also must decongest the adrenal gland.
Mm.
If the person began to eat scientifically, come to Syntomagy, learn what scientific eating is all about, and only eat the food on the list, and prepare the starchy food by using the double burner method, so most of the starch and the sugar are reduced by using that method, the double burner method, so you have the least amount of sugar in the starchy food. Then over a period of a few months, the person can cure their diabetes without the diabetic medication, without drugs. So they enforce scientific eating from now on. And then if they want to eat the recommended fruits, because fruits are not all what they're cracked up to be, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
Fruits is just like nuts. And the reason why people eat nuts, you know why people eat nuts?
Why is that?
Because the people who produce the nuts are selling it to them.
Was that a joke?
It's commercialism.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So they're because they make money. They're selling it to them. And they'll say anything to get you to buy them. It's the same thing about fruits. We can live without fruits. You know that? We don't have eat fruits. You're better off not eating fruit. You know what the fruit is of a tree?
What's that?
Since the tree, since the plant cannot run, can move or go anywhere, it produces its own waste basket. The fruit is the waste basket of the plant. Everything the plant do not want, it discarded in the fruits.
Wow.
So if the man did not come alone to eat the fruit, you know what would happen?
What's that?
The fruit would drop down to the ground,
rot,
and go back into the soil and produce more rich soil with minerals and everything else that the soil needs to produce more plants. Another tree.
Mm.
That's what would happen to the fruit. The fruit is not there for us to eat it.
Amazing.
But this man somewhere along the line tried some fruit and said, "Whoa, it didn't kill me. So I guess I can eat it." That's how we start eating fruit.
Wow.
Fruit is the waste basket of the tree. They have to put their stuff somewhere. They can't go and use the restroom, so they create the fruit to put it in. And we come out and say we're so wise, and we eat, and we eat it.
It's really not funny, but we're going to have to do a show on that one. I'm telling you, because people are really hung up on fruit.
Yeah,
you know, I know there's tropical fruit that we can eat, but we need to do a show on
fruit. That should be the best one to eat.
Yeah. We're going to have to do a conversation on fruits and vegetables, that's for sure. So we're at the 15-minute hour, and you know, I just want to share a couple things with the radio listening audience on that recall information. We're talking about Country Time Lemonade, Tang, Arizona Tea, Minute Maid, Berry Punch, Strawberry Lemonade, Fruit Punch, 19 different desserts, frozen vegetables, and there was a meat that Walmart sells called the Wagyu Beef New York Strip Steak. They say throw them out or take them back to the store and get your refund, because there's all different types of poisons and what they refer to as some form of metals that are in most of these things, and they made these mistakes. So we have to be careful. And I think the program tonight kind of gave us an idea on why we should be careful. And here are the same people who produce these foods for us. The Kellogg Company, the Pepsi-Cola Company, and Kraft Heinz products. They're telling us, we're making mistakes. We don't have to tell you, but we're going to tell you about this because it's prevalent. It's causing some real major problems. But the bottom line is, when you say food is a poison, at the same time is nutritious for us, we have to really be careful that we do what we have to do correctly, and also know that the types of foods that type of effect it has on us. So those of you who like Kool-Aid and pour all that sugar in, they're telling you right now, get away from the Kool-Aid, get rid of it out of your refrigerator. So there's another other thing that was there. One of them was, surprisingly, peanut butter. So those of us who like peanut butter, be careful. They're telling you to bring it back to the stores. These are things that we need to know. So if there's no other people who like to make a phone, like a question, please push one on your radio dial. It's IWDM Radio. We're going to provide you with some resource information, such as websites and phone numbers that you can utilize. And you don't want to get on the line and ask a question for your friend. It could be about you. You don't have to tell us it's about you. You always tell us about your friend. But at the same time, this is information that we truly need to know, and we look forward to hearing from you. And when we come back on the next show, we're here every Tuesday at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Don't come back on the line by yourself. This is valuable information that our families need to know, our children need to know, our grandchildren need to know, your relatives, everybody needs to know this. So I know you have friends who have diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney problems, liver problems. Why are you letting them leave the earth without sharing this information with them? The duty of the civilized person, or the duty of the one who knows, is to tell somebody who don't know. And that's your job. That's your obligation. That's the responsibility of how we build community life. So we ask that you pay attention. You know, once again, let nothing interfere with your ability to reason and perceive. If you don't have any questions to ask, maybe some of these 16 elements faculties are misfiring. Maybe we need to get our perception together. Our imagination, our memory may be damaged. You know, we may have problems with consciousness and rationalization and perception. Those things that we share tonight with you that could benefit you in your life. We have to recognize who we are, what we are, and how we are. We have to also make sure we know some of our weaknesses and our shortcomings. That's why I said when we came on the line today, none of us are well. If you could come to that conclusion, just like they do in AA meetings, that I have to admit that something's wrong with me. You know, once you admit that something's wrong with you, then you can get past those thought processes that won't allow you to ask the questions that you may need. Because I know I have plenty of questions, so I know those who are on the line today have a ton of questions. So if you don't want to talk about it today, that's fine. But we will provide you with information on a website. I'll let Instructor Shaheed share that with you, his phone number, and we'll continue with the science of health in you. Go ahead, my brother. Shaheed? Did I lose you again?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had it on mute.
Okay, no problem. Wait a minute. I got you.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're talking about the heavy metal that was in some of those fruit juices and sodas and things like that.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to wrap up with addressing heavy metal, that these things are not supposed to be in our system, those 11 systems that we mentioned earlier. But it is the fact that we have not been cleansed in our system either, that they have become embedded in our system, those heavy metal. And those heavy metal in the form of nickel, mercury, aluminum, lead, vanadium, tin, and arsenic are just a few of them that are now in human tissue. And because of industrialization and technology, we have these things everywhere. And now because of our eating habit, we have a chaotic eating habit. I mean, most people eat almost anything. And because of pharmaceutical drugs, this is what's causing cancer all over the place inside of us. Also, heavy metal, we already stated, that denature our enzyme. You already have a problem producing the enzyme surplus. We already produce an enzyme deficit. Now we get heavy metal in us. Even a few enzymes that we can produce become worthless.
Mm.
This is what happened with heavy metal. Heavy metal will cause cancer because they will get trapped into the cells. And the condition would be favorable for cancer to exist, spontaneous existence. And we mentioned neurons. Neurons operate those 16 faculties that we named. They use the force, the power, the pressure, and the strength from iron, ferritin, to make us function in our society as healthy, rational, and decent human beings. We can preach to each other all we want, but if we not abide by the rules of health, we will not be decent human beings. I'm sorry. This is what happens. So I hope we are encouraged by we must take charge of our health. This is what the whole purpose of tonight has been, for us to take charge, to become empowered so we can take back our health. And we want to continue this conversation on our next episode on Your Health and You, the science of Your Health and You. So we're going to give our contact information. And we're also going to direct you to a website. If you feel the need to contact us to get more further detailed information, feel free to call us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. And you may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. And Shaheed is spelled S-H-A-H-E-E-D, E-E-D. We also have an Optimal Health program on AM360 every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Join us on Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. for a new episode of Optimal Health. And all you have to do is dial one of these two numbers, 515-605-9891. 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. 425-292-4253. And please visit this website, amsos.org. I repeat, please visit this website, amsos.org. That is the website for the American School of Centometry. And you'll find many articles posted there that deal with your condition. And you can get a better understanding of your condition and know what must be done to reverse it. It has been our pleasure to share with you this evening. And we thank you for allowing us to participate in your time. And please come back again and bring somebody with you on next week on Tuesday, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Rashid. And it's certainly
no problem
to be here with you. Thank you.
Yeah, we have two hands raised. And before you go, we have about 9 minutes left. I'm going to ask the question that I'm going to take the hand that's raised here in a few minutes. One of the questions where the lady said she was on the National Cancer NIH website, and she read something about Aquiline. And she was talking
about Aquiline,
a cancer. Aquiline is a chemical that has been found on certain foods with high levels. It's an oil. Looks like it's an oil because she talks about the high levels in potato chips and french fries and artificial sweeteners and pan-fried or grilling of chemicals that are found in the meat. So if you want to just touch bases on that a little bit, she did talk about deodorant and asbestos. We can't get all that tonight. But if you can deal with the Aquiline, the Aquiline. She said, what is Aquiline? What is the chemical that's called A-C-R-Y-L-A-M-I-D-E, Aquiline?
Acrylamide.
Oh, that's okay. That's my fault.
Yeah, acrylamide.
Yeah.
That's why
you're on the show and not me.
Well, she read that. What did she read that?
She read it in the NIH under the National Cancer Institute. They were talking about that being a chemical that you want to avoid, and you find high levels of it in potato chips and french fries.
And you know why? Here's why. Anytime you fry starchy food, the food produces acrylamide. Acrylamide is not in the starchy food, but here's what happened. All starchy food has what's called prolamins. That is a microprotein in starch. They're called prolamins. There are four of them. They're called glutenin, gliadin, hardin, and zein. They are indigestible. That means you can't digest them. They are insoluble in water, and we're 94% water. That means they're just going to float in our blood. They are heat resistant. They are fire resistant. And they are frost resistant. So something
Good
like that gets inside of you, what are you going to do?
Wow.
So when prolamin combined with gluten, it produces acrylamide. All you have to do is fry the starchy foods. That poison is not there until the starchy food is fried. Isn't that amazing?
Ooh, that's absolutely amazing. Absolutely.
Now, do you remove the acrylamide? Centometers know how to remove them. That's one of the particle waste that we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Particle waste. Those are small particles, cancer-causing particles. They're microprotein that combine with gluten in all starchy food. If you fry the starchy food, they're called acrylamide. That's a poison. That's a carcinogen.
Wow.
So now you have to know how to remove them. Sometimes you have a technique to remove acrylamide. Sometimes you have a technique to remove the other particles from our body that food breaks down to.
I tell you, we're going to have to really get back to some deep conversation because we haven't even talked about bromide. We haven't talked about herodize. We haven't talked about asbestos. We haven't talked about electromagnetic fields and tea and coffee. We haven't talked about any of those things. And aluminum that we find in the deodorant that we use, we don't even realize it has aluminum in it. So it's it's just so much we need to talk about. And, you know, we really need to take some extra time and just devote this to really getting to the bottom of it. I want to thank you for your time today. Before you go, we have one other hand raised, and I know you know who this is. He's at 314-814-833. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to your very esteemed co-host. I'm going to refer to him as Instructor Abdul Shaheed.
That's right.
This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. Want to say alhamdulillah that the praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, always. Man, I tell you, I've been trying to multitask, and most of the time brothers don't do that so well in and out because of my obligation with the Clara Muhammad School. We're trying to reopen here, being on that conference. But all what I've heard, outstanding information. I'm just really just amazed at the great insight and wisdom that you have in centometry, giving us a scientific perception. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that caught me kind of early when you was talking about the intelligence of the cell, the intelligence of the cell. And as a wordologist, I want to give you something that may be helpful and may not be helpful. I would say it's a gold nugget and use it, put it in your pocket, or if sisters can put it in a purse. The word intelligence, the breakdown of the word intelligence is the internal, the I-N, and intelligence is the internal. Tele is communication.
Yes.
And dense is genes. So when you put intelligence together, it is the internal communication of the genes.
Yes, absolutely.
You see, so, you know, even the composition and the etymology in terms of the origin of words actually speak to us if, in fact, we understand it and are able to break down the word. So intelligence is the internal tele communication of the genes. And
this
is something that Allah tells us in the Quran, that He is the one that gives us hearing and seeing and intelligence, affection, a sensitivity that you may be thankful and grateful for. So a lot of times, you understand, we overlook that. But Allah is the one that gives us the intelligence. And so even with the other components of the human being, I know, like Rashid said, you haven't even scratched the surface how it affects us, you know, psychologically, also emotionally. You want to have emotional intelligence. You want to have rational intelligence. You want to have intelligence in every component of the human life. So I'm just looking forward to each and every episode here on the science of your health and you. And I want to just say on national radio, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, that I appreciate the information that you're disseminating. And I think it's appropriate that, you know, that you be referred to as instructor because you are giving instruction. You're giving scientific instructions
yes,
that
sir.
The Creator has put into the science, you know, that will be for our health and also ourselves.
Absolutely.
So I want to say thank you on national radio, and I'm not afraid
to
call in and say thank you and give you the greetings, and I want to encourage those who listen in. You know, if you're getting something and receiving something, all of us can give the greetings and all of us can say thank you, how much we appreciate that. We might not be able to add because this brother is a scholar, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. you almost have to have a scientific dictionary. I don't know if they have one, but you need to have a scientific dictionary, you know, for a lot of this. And we see that he knows what he's talking about. There's a lot of study and research has gone into this by Dr. Naughty. Dr. Naughty, I have met Dr. Naughty on several occasions. He used to visit the STL St. Louis here quite frequently. He has lectured and given workshops and learning labs here in the Gateway City. A lot of study has gone into these, you know, this information that's been given.
Yes, sir.
Instructor Shahid. So once again, I appreciate you, brother, and be looking forward. We're going to continuously get the word out to tune in to this, the science of your health and you. What better topic to have than to know about the science of your health, because if you don't have health, you won't be able to do anything else. And then you need to know the science of yourself, your own composition and everything.
Absolutely.
So I just want to recognize you in that regard. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Alhamdulillah.
So as we come to a close, Mark, we're going to have you do our commercial, as we say. We've had free time, no interruptions, no anything, but we are on IWDM Radio, and we want you to know exactly what's on this show on a weekly basis. So we'll have Mark close us out. And again, my brother instructor, Shahid, Assalamu alaikum, my good brother. We'll talk soon.
Well, assalam. Thank you so very much.
All right, Mark, will you close this out, please?
Yes, most certainly. We want to say we want you to stay tuned to IWDM Radio, as you just heard Instructor Abdul Shahid in terms of centometry and the host here, Rashid Salam, each and every Tuesday, of course, here on IWDM with the science of your health and you. And you can assess that if you're in Eastern Standard Time Zone. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And tomorrow we have the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaudine, and yours truly, Mark Shahid, is the host of that particular Learning Lab, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. You don't want to miss that, as we are doing an accelerated overview of all the 21 indispensable essential qualities of a leader by Dr. John C. Maxwell. So you want to tune in for that. And then on Thursday, it is the Sister Learning Lab, on Wednesday, after the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. You don't want to leave, stick and stay, and don't stray away. Then we have the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. I always present very distinguished and esteemed guests inside of our community, also outside of our community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. And this Wednesday, we will be getting overview of the most recently Time to Be Grateful 2021 that was hosted by the Atlanta MassJet. And we have Professor Aisha K. Mustafa, longtime editor of the Muslim Journal, Quran Shakir, and Sister Naima have agreed to join us. And also, as a special treat, we'll have a very distinguished engineer and also co-host Rashid Salam joining us in terms of having a conversation at the round table on time management. You don't want to miss that either. So it's a double header tomorrow here on IWDM Radio. And then, of course, on Thursday, the Sister Learning Lab, that is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, with Karan Shakir and yours truly, Mark Shahid. And that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time right here on IWDM Radio, as we will be still on the publication, Muslim Marriage Makeover, Modeling Muhammad the Prophet and Making Waves in Your Marriage with the Ripple Effect. So please tune in for that. And then every Friday, slot to Jumu'ah Day, we have our beloved brother, Imam Michael Mikhail Sahir, longtime resident Imam of Al-Nur Islamic Center there in Indianapolis, Indiana. That begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time for the slot to Jumu'ah. For those who can't get out, you can come back to IWDM Radio. Tune in for that with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And also Sunday, which is the longest running production here on IWDM Radio, also hosted by a very distinguished esteemed Imam Mikhail Sahir. Words Make People, as you always have very intriguing guests, along with Imam Ayman there in California as his co-host, and topics, they take on topics that are pertinent to us as a community, and I'm quite sure it'll be an interesting topic and guest this Sunday, and that happens every Sunday afternoon. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is high noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And as I said, this is relatively a new production. I think they're right at the 1 month start here and off to a fast start. Don't forget about this production here. It's loaded with information. It is actually a learning lab. And we have an instructor now, is Rashid Salam, who's the host of this, has already put this title on Abdul Shahid as the instructor, giving instructions in terms of the science of your health and you. You want to tune in for that, and you don't want to come back by yourself for any of these learning labs and productions. Make sure that you invite a family member, a friend, a neighbor, associate, a community member. Let them know about IWDM Radio and the various productions they have. I guarantee you, if you listen to any and all of them, you'll come away with something. So as we should love for our brother and sister, what we love for ourselves, we should make sure that they are informed. So until next time, Rashid Salam, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Mark.